This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. A complaint by a U.S. intelligence community whistleblower involves President Donald Trump and Ukraine. That according to the Washington Post. AP correspondent Matt Small reports details of the showdown between the Trump administration and Congress.
The Trump administration is keeping Congress from even learning what exactly the whistleblower is alleging. But the intelligence community's inspector general says the matter involves the most significant responsibilities of intelligence leadership, with one lawmaker saying the complaint was based on a series of events. Both the Washington Post and the New York Times report that at least part of the complaint involves Ukraine, with the newspapers citing anonymous sources familiar with the matter.
That was the AP's Matt Small. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered at rallies around Australia on Friday. The protests, part of a day of worldwide demonstrations calling for action to guard against climate change. They began ahead of a UN summit in New York. Varsha Yajman is one of the Sydney protest organizers.
We haven't seen any governmental action being taken since the last strike. And that means that we're going to keep fighting for the sustainability that we deserve and that we need. And the economic stability that we also want for our world, the idea that renewable energy can be the alternative.
Organizers estimate more than 300,000 protesters took to Australian streets in what would be the largest demonstrations in the country had seen since the Iraq War began in 2003. Similar rallies were held Friday in cities around the globe. Government hospitals in Zimbabwe have started turning away patients as a strike by doctors and nurses drag on. The strike began 3 weeks ago over pay issues, but has escalated since the disappearance of a prominent doctor. This is VOA News.